New research finds that high-elevation forests in the Rocky Mountains are burning at an alarmingly high rate. NPR's Nathan Rott tells us human-caused climate change is believed to be the main driver.
Much of the western U.S. is in what scientists are now calling a mega drought. That, coupled with hotter temperatures and land management practices, has fueled abnormally large wildfire seasons over the last few years, with last year, 2020, being the biggest example. Millions of acres burnt in California, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado. Putting last year in historical context, researchers found that forests in the Rocky Mountains are now more ready to burn than at any time in the last 2,000 years. The lead researcher at the University of Montana warns that it's a signal climate change is already here and that worse fire seasons are on the horizon. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
For a third day in a row, Southwest Airlines has canceled or delayed hundreds of flights as it tries to recover from technology glitches that hit the carrier late Monday. Southwest says the computer issues have been fixed, but the airline is still working to resume normal operations. Today's disruption comes on top of hundreds of cancellations and more than 3,000 delayed flights earlier this week. Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street. The Dow lost 265 points, down 0.75%. This is NPR.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. Mesa County on the western slope is getting a second real wave of COVID infections, and many healthcare workers see only one way out.
Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate is the same way we got out of polio and smallpox, and we can go through the list, right?
But vaccination rates have been sluggish there, and Mesa County's cases and hospitalizations continue to rise. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg brings us that story in the next hour of All Things Considered. More immediately, CPR's Allison Sherry will join us in 10 minutes to talk about the guilty verdict in the Denver area's STEM school shooting from 2 years ago. Currently in Grand Junction, it's 104 degrees, Vail 88, Fort Collins 94, and Denver also 94. Areas of smoke tonight in the forecast for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.